Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Easy and take advantage of $0 down and payments as low as $49 per month. Schedule at 4abc.com and consider it done.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-WITH-A-K, the number 4-KIDS.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on The Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning. Welcome in. Saturday Suckage coming at you 11 to 2 today on Saturday. What were the odds that Saturday Suckage would be on a Saturday? We are going to take attendance. Here's our roll call. Don Cooper.
They all suck.
Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Mike Tomlin.
Sucking.
Yeah, well, not the other night. Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Brian Cashman.
I also know that we suck right now.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, do we suck?
Chris Rock.
I suck so bad, they used to pick me after the white kids.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you gotta embrace the suck.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
Mark Grody.
Bueller. Bueller.
Grody's not here on Saturday Suckage. We got a new opening. Grody's not here. The producer who made it's not here. But guess who's here? Mr. Stink Stank. Stunk himself, Mike Esposito. Espo, how you
Hello,
doing?
My friend. I'm doing great. I enjoyed the new open, even though Adam is not here to enjoy his own work, nor is Grody. And
And the Eloy Jimenez drop there in the open, that's got to be my favorite.
That was, you know, the best thing about that is the Hall of Fame sound technician, the god whose secret power, whose superpower is sound, Chris Tannehill, who had been a guest. He and Herb Lawrence do the Locked On Sox podcast, and we will be talking with Herb in about an hour about the White Sox and their offseason, where they're going. So Tanny had been on and said he loves a good roll call. I go, well, that's high praise coming from that sound master, right? And Tanny said, by the way, he sent along to Adam, he said, this is really good. This is perfect for you guys. So that's where Eloy came in.
Oh, for sure. No, and that one, that just sums it up right there in a nutshell, doesn't it? This show, which has gone through. You have been Saturday Suckage for, this is a decade plus of Saturday Suckage for you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, more than that. Just so for those of you keeping score at home, score. See what I did there? Score.
I like it, yes.
On the score. Espo today is in for Grody, who was originally in for Espo, who was in for Jordan Bernfield, who was in for Wayne Randazzo, who was in for Brian Peruk, and we're all in for Dave Baum, the chat champ.
Correct.
And then here's how Saturday Suckage turns back on itself like an M.C. Escher drawing. who's one of your co-coaches in the under 10 or the 10 years and under team?
Yeah. Yeah. So for our 10U baseball team, Brian Peruk and I are co-coaches of our Cardinals team. That's just the way it works. We happen to our sons are the same age, and we have played baseball together for a number of years now. And yeah. See Brian all the time. So the Saturday Suckage, it's really a tight-knit bond. It's a really a close group. All of us that have filled in for each other and are still filling in for each other, we appreciate each other. And I see one of our Fillage people in there broadcasting National League or playoff games during the MLB playoffs. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Wayne's up there and trying not to get noogies from A.J. Pierzynski.
That's right.
Doesn't he strike you as a guy? We tried to get Wayne on before those broadcasts when it was both Chicago teams. I thought, this would be great. We could talk to him. Is he worried about getting a noogie from A.J. Pierzynski or a wedgie? Which do you think would be more, would be your greatest fear?
I think knowing A.J., and because Wayne is on the short side and AJ is on the tall side, a noogie would be very easy. But AJ strikes me as more of a wedgie type.
He's a wedgie guy.
That's what strikes me as.
And despite, well, the height difference would be quite a thing. That'd be good. We should ask that. So, you know, everybody, and it should be in like eHarmony in the dating profiles, right? The Tinder profiles.
Yes.
Are you a wedgie guy or put that in Twitter bios, wedgie guy, noogie guy? You have to declare yourself like a Sox fan or a Cub fan, right? Remember, you have to do that. And no ketchup on the hot dog. And you have to do all those dumbass Chicago things. Yeah.
I'm sure as Wayne is doing Mets games in National Baseball Playoffs, I'm sure he's concerned about whether he's a wedgie or a noogie. I know this is concerning to him, and he wants to get to the bottom of this.
By the way, Wayne might be the Mets general manager, as it turns out, Wayne Randazzo there.
He'd do a fine job with it.
We have the latest. I guess I'm not sure if this qualifies as breaking news, but breaking news on the score. We actually have some, so let's make sure we get it all out there.
Let's do it.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified. The first thing is that if you didn't believe the NFL was serious about taunting Cassius Marsh and you idiot, Matt, the historically pathetic Matt Nagy, the NFL reportedly fined Marsh $5,972 for that taunting penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. So it's real and it is payable upon demand. There's another piece of breaking news, by the way. I'm just going to wrap this all up. Aaron Rodgers apparently is in the building at Packers headquarters. He is set to be activated at 4 p.m. off the COVID list. To start, it'll be Rodgers against Russell Wilson at Lambeau Field tomorrow. And that was a sweet tweet from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. Adam Schefter apparently tweeted, and this is like the height of NFL stupidity and white person entitlement. This is the league that wouldn't give Colin Kaepernick a job, but wouldn't punish Aaron Rodgers. The tweet from Schefter is, I think it's Schefter, Aaron Rodgers has remained asymptomatic from COVID-19 and has met with the NFLPA return to play protocols. Really? Rodgers and the Packers never abided by the protocols in the first place. Why would you believe they did it now? This right. is just such a sick, and here's the latest part of breaking news. Jimmy Kimmel tweeted, I've decided, after much thought, I've decided to withdraw my name from consideration as GM of the Mets.
That takes away their lead candidate. Maybe I think Wayne's got a leg up now.
We should call Wayne. Wayne, are you the GM? Do you want to be the GM? Wayne, are you worried about a wedgie or a noogie? So which would be, we should do this. So anyways, the phone number is 312-644-6767. That was an instance. I paused there, Espo, where I almost gave out my own phone number. I have done that several times.
I have done that as well.
And that number is also the number to reach us at the Tech Zone. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. 312-644-6767. Espo's the 760. Suckage, yes. Espo sitting in on the longest contiguous show on the Score. Suck on. You know, that might...
Yeah.
That would...
I think it is the longest contiguous show.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Well, this would be the long... Other than Score Values.
Well, and this is how long this show has gone on. When I first started working on this show, it was you and I think Peruk... But, I mean, it was a long time ago. I used to do updates on this show. It was you and Peruk, and I did updates. This is probably 12 or 14 years ago, whatever it is. It's a long time ago. And that was before the rotating cast of associate hosts, as we will call them, which then included me at some point.
Associate hosts. What a phony baloney thing. It's like calling McDonald's. You know, you call the fast food employees. We're associates. Uh-huh. Really?
Why did you associate with the
cash register up front?
Yes. No, so yeah, this one goes way back. You're like a senior staff member, my friend.
Watch that word.
I know, and I'm not trying to make you feel old. I'm just saying, like, listen, like you have lasted the test of time, my friend.
Yes, right. I am as senior as it gets around here, having many senior moments on this show. So that's Mike Esposito. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's in for Mark Grody today. We have a exemplary show planned. It will still suck along the way. Trust me on this. At 11:20, we will talk with Rick Camp of The Score and of the I'm Fat podcast. Both will come into play because Rick is the host of the Bulls postgame show. And the Bulls faced the best team in the league yesterday, and the Warriors looked it, and the Bulls didn't, and they don't have Vooch, and it's like, oh, God, is this ugly. So the upside, of course, Espo, is that the Bulls won't have to worry about that until the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Worry about Steph Curry going off for 40. So.
Well, and speaking of suckage, so I did postgame last night for the Golden State game, so I got to sit through.
Oh, I missed that.
So
I'm sorry.
I know
does that suck? I can't even give the right co-host.
I know at 11:30 p.m. you were glued to your radio for Bulls Warriors postgame, but that was Rick and I and Zach are all Zach Zaidman. We are all a part of the old Bulls postgame. But I love talking hoops with Rick, and he is super knowledgeable about that. And Lord knows. He is super knowledgeable about food as well. So we will.
Yeah, we have a really good one. This is an NHL player, and Oreo cookies, and it was a classic. It's a classic piece of video. We'll run it by Rick and see what he thinks.
Yes.
Also, there is, you know, it's not just the high school football championships going on right now. There are high school concession championships going on too.
Really?
I didn't know this until a week ago, but yeah, we're going to run that by Rick. At noon, as I mentioned, Herb Lawrence of the Score Locked On Sox podcast. He and Tanny do it. And it's a big off season for the White Sox. If we get an off season that consists of more than just a lockout. And I guess if the lockout comes December 2nd, that might be the earliest the Cubs will have quit on a season. They quit around sometime between Christmas and New Year's last year when they traded Darvish. And now they might be quitting in the beginning in December. We'll see how that goes. But the White Sox...
They're going to be competitive, though, Steve.
You know what? We're going to ask Herb, and I'll ask you too, Espo, and when we get to this at noon. The White Sox are probably going to have one free agent shot. I mean, one big ticket item, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And so who would that be? I want to get your response. I want to get Herb's response, and we'll do that at noon. At 12:40, do I have this right? Brandon Fryer, 12:40, we have Chris Emma coming on to talk Bears, my friend.
Bears. That is correct.
Bears, okay. At 1 p.m., Gonzo will be here, Mark Gonzalez. You can read him in the Daily Herald. You can hear him here. He has the greatest walk-up music, and there's stuff to talk about. We'll talk about the Cubs and the baseball landscape with him. And at 1:40, Justin Fields, the Bears quarterback, about the only good thing of the Bears. Justin Fields was on The Score yesterday. He joined Parkins and Spiegel, a terrific interview. It ranged from football to doggy coats. Matt Spiegel is currently going through a constant retweeting, a sort of penance for teasing Justin Fields about Fields got his dog a coat because Chicago's winter is here, and that's what it felt like yesterday, and retweeting these pictures. So I had tweeted out, maybe I missed the air check, maybe the air check will come Monday, of Matt Spiegel saying, I teased Justin Fields about getting his doggy a coat for Chicago's winter, and there's a deep drive to left by Castellanos, and that'll be a home run, and that'll make it 4-0. I want that air checked. That's got to happen. That's part of the interview that they did with him. So that's the show. We might as well quit now. This is as sucky as it's going to get. We have a new opening, produced by a guy who's not here, naming a guy who's not here, but including the voice of a man who is here, Espo saying stink. Stank, stunk. And by the way,
holiday tradition.
When we had Tom Thayer, apparently under the mistaken impression this was a professional radio station, agreed to be my co-host one weekend on Saturday Suckage. I guess we should drop his name in. He loves that. He listens every week for that part of the opening. So I'm glad Trash Bandit kept it in. He listens for your stink, stank, stunk.
I am honored, and I'm also glad that Tom Thayer could join in as the co-host, magic wheel, as we're all in for each other. I'm glad that Thayer can now fill in for us, too. The wheel of co-hosts. You spin the wheel on a Saturday morning and see who comes up. And
we call it Wheel of Misfortune, and there's Tom Thayer. All right. So much for his Hall of Fame candidacy. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk some Bulls. We'll talk about, that's what a good team looks like. And that's what a bad Bulls team looks like without Vooch. We have to learn to play without him. Well, if you do, you might as well not even play. The season's over. That's pretty much what it comes down to. We will see what Rick Camp, the host of most Bulls postgame shows.
That's right.
As to say, here's last night's postgame show, Mike Esposito, and I'm Steve Rosenblum. It's Saturday Suckage like it ought to be. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Rick Damkamp.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The final 5 seconds, they're going to run it off. And the Bulls fall here in San Francisco to Golden State. And the final 119-93.
Ew, that's icky. That is Chuck Swirsky, the Swirsk. Not Swirsk isn't icky. He's terrific. No. That result, that score, that game, that dose of reality. No Vooch, no chance, no just move along, nothing to see here. And that was Swirsk on the score. We are the home, radio home for the Bulls. We are Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. And we're going to the Scores Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Welcome in the normal, regular sort of host of the Bulls postgame, my co-host today, Mike Esposito, did it last night. So Rick Camp got to enjoy his Friday evening, more or less, because he didn't have to relive it. That was a mess, Rick. Why did you leave that for Espo? You're an evil man.
Well, I mean, I did like 2 hours and 40 minutes of pregame before the pregame show, so
yeah,
I got to do the build-up to it, so I had that part of it, and then, yeah, I just kind of dropped that bomb in his lap. Yeah, we got like 80% of the Bulls post-game shows on the on the station right now. We just need to like get Zach in or something to really round out, get to 100% here, because, you know, Bulls post-game is like a backfield. I mean, it's got to be by committee. You have to have at least three guys you can rotate in based on situation. I mean, when it comes to the game last night, it was, you know, I don't know what people were expecting, really, because first game without Vooch, and, you know, if that's hard when it's one of your main dudes that is that high of a usage guy to have to play without him, and also when your defense has been so good, like the Warriors just play a different style of offense than a vast majority of teams in the NFL, or in the NFL, the NBA, and the NFL, actually.
But, they outscored the Bears anyway.
Yeah, boy, you should watch the Warriors run outside zone. It's really great. But you know, so there was a whole lot of factors going on there, and the fact that they just made that trip out west, I wasn't entirely shocked that they lost and that it was by double digits, but it wasn't a great look either way.
Yeah, and Rick, we talked about this on the postgame with Bill Wennington last night. When you had the struggles that you had from the floor, Ball was 2 for 11, DeRozan 4 for 13, although he did get points, he was 9 of 10 from the foul line. But shooting field goals at that low percentage, missing Vooch, you're already down Patrick Williams, Kobe White hasn't played all year. you know, you're on thin ice there, and you mentioned the defense that Golden State brought last night. Plus, that Curry guy seems to be able to score whenever he wants. So that all did not bode well for the Bulls.
Yeah, Steph Curry, there's a reason he is very much the favorite for MVP right now, because this Warriors team is the best version they've been the last few years, partially because some of those guys that have been trying to learn how to play in the NBA, like Jordan Poole, a guy that didn't end up playing last night, Damian Lee, falls into that camp. Bringing in guys like Nemanja Bjelica and bringing back, you know, the corpse of Andre Iguodala to be able to fill out their rotation. And, you know, Otto Porter, before he got hurt, has been good for them. So the Warriors are definitely, like, there's a reason they're this good. They're 11-1. They have the best net rating by a country mile in the NBA. As of right now, they are the best team playing at the moment. But the other thing, with Vooch as well, and in terms of how him being gone affected everybody else's shots, is there weren't as many open shots for a guy like Lonzo Ball, because when either DeRozan or LaVine is generally getting pressured or trapped or whatever defense ends up doing, they'll throw the ball to Vucevic, where he's at about the free throw line-ish area, maybe a couple steps behind it, and that's where he makes a decision of who outside on the wing or in the corner to throw the ball to, and then it's either one pass away or that guy is getting an open shot. And that's where Lonzo Ball has benefited a decent amount, because of his ability to know where to go spacing-wise and to find those open spots so that Vooch can find him, and then either he makes the pass or he gets an open shot for himself. So not having that matters a ton. And when you're talking about winning games in the regular season, you know, keeping the playoffs out of it, it's just about having as many like above replacement level players as you can. And the Bulls are just short on those when it comes to the front court right now. So not having Patrick Williams and then not having Vooch, when you're having to throw Alize Johnson out there for 21 minutes, that's too much. You know, Tony Bradley only played 14, but they're going to need Tony Bradley on the rest of this trip, because you look at the teams that they're playing, the Lakers play big, the Clippers have Zubats, the Blazers have Nurkic, and Denver obviously has Jokic. So there's a bunch of bigs that are going to require Tony Bradley to play and have better games than he had in this one. So I'm not freaking out about this one, but it obviously wasn't a great look.
Our guest is Rick Camp. He is the host of the Bulls postgame show here on The Score. The Bulls will face the Lakers with, I don't know, it doesn't sound like LeBron's going to play, which comes close to evening things up to a Lakers team that just lost to the Timberwolves. That's always hopeful. But the point about Vucevic is this, is that the threat of him was still enough that opposing teams had to game plan around. There was the threat of him making shots. There was not a threat. It was his terrific ability to pass as well. He could make guys open because of the way teams had to respect him. And that is what we didn't see last night. And suddenly it got very claustrophobic for Zach LaVine and to some degree DeRozan. That's where you're seeing him. That's where you're seeing his absence play a role on the offensive end. Right, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. He is someone that has to be respected. And another couple ways that his impact matters is some of those, like I mentioned before, those short roll opportunities where it's either set the pick and they blitz the ball handler and they dump it off to the center. When that was especially Alize Johnson a few times, those turned into turnovers. Not just not ideal shots, but turnovers. The Bulls have been the best team in the league at not turning the ball over this year. They had 20 turnovers that turned into 24 Warriors points. So that's something that absolutely matters. And then the Bulls have been, they haven't been a good offensive rebounding team, but they've been pretty decent on the defensive glass, and Vooch helps with that a lot. The Bulls were -9 on the glass against a Warriors team that generally has only been okay on the glass, you know, because they just don't play that big. Like, Kevon Looney played 21 minutes, and then outside of that, they didn't play a traditional big. It was, what, Nemanja Bjelica, who just chills out on the perimeter, and some Draymond Green at center stuff. So the Warriors are a team, even without Vooch, you should be able to rebound, maybe not great, but at you know, break even. And being -9 in rebounding definitely hurt, because then you look at between the turnovers and the offensive rebounds allowed, the Warriors didn't just shoot a better percentage, they also had 15 more shot attempts than the Bulls. Mm-hmm. So when you're just getting that much more volume, a result like this is going to happen when the team that has 15 more attempts to make a ball, to make a basket, ends up shooting 5% better than the other team as well. So really, this is kind of lined up as without Vooch, all that adds up, and they just have to, maybe seeing it on tape now, make some adjustments to either how they're playing or what the rotation's going to be, because I'm sure a lot of this game was kind of throwing it against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, and Rick, a lot of bad looks in my estimation, and you had the bench doing a lot of the scoring last night with the exception of DeRozan and Zach. But you had Javonte Green struggle from the floor. Tony Bradley, you're not looking for offense from these guys, but even Lonzo with 1-for-7. You had a lot of, you know, forced shots, bad shots, things that you might not have seen out of the Bulls, but because of who was not there and who had to be playing those minutes, you had a lot of shots that you probably wouldn't have liked to have seen normally.
Yeah, and the Warriors are a team that will take advantage of that, because if there's one thing they are really great at defensively now, and they've been the top defense in the league so far this season, is understanding assignments, knowing the scouting report. And you have to credit a lot of that to Draymond Green. And obviously, Marcus Thompson and Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic put out that joint piece about Draymond Green and Zach LaVine, and it's a must-read for anybody that hasn't had a chance to look at it yet. But Draymond Green basically teaching Zach a little bit about what it takes to be a star, and the way Draymond, part of the way Draymond has become a star is by being the smartest defensive player, maybe up there with LeBron, in the entire NBA. And Draymond knows, okay, these are the guys you can't let shoot. These are the guys you can let shoot. And he communicates that to that entire Warriors defense. So that's why you see guys like Javonte Green getting open shots, or Derrick Jones Jr. getting open shots. And those are the reasons and why a lot of these, especially when you think about the second units for the Bulls, they need Coby White so bad, just because they need another shooter that has to be respected. Because when it's Caruso, Caruso and Io are both touch and go when it comes to their shooting. Derrick Jones Jr., not really a shooter, although he's hit a couple threes this year, good on him. And Alize Johnson is not a shooter. I mean, you saw in some of the games where he's terrified to take a floater. And that's just something that is, once again, scouting that teams are going to force him to do because he's athletic and they don't want him getting to the rim. So it's a bunch of guys that are kind of getting thrown into a little bit of getting thrown into new roles and just kind of having to acclimate themselves a little bit. And it's just honestly not great timing for this, because this is not an easy road trip.
Our guest is Rick Camp, host of the Bulls postgame show. You hear that after Chuck and Bill do their thing on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Rick comes on and hosts the postgame show. And actually, Rick, I disagree that this is a great time for this to happen, for them to figure out what their, you talked about adjustments for playing without Nikola Vucevic. And I think it comes early enough in the year, in the season. So is it really, it's not a major, this is not the five-game trip to end the season. This doesn't jeopardize a playoff spot that they believe they're worthy of. And early on, they were looking like, well, hey, we're going to compete for the fourth spot. You watch us. And I think this is, DeRozan called it, this is an opportunity. We got our butts whipped. What do we learn from it? How do we get better? I think this comes at a good time. I'd rather have it now, and I'd rather see it this way than have it come later. So let's assume that I'm right, because I'm always right. What do you expect those adjustments to be? More threes? The ball doesn't touch the floor. What do you expect those adjustments to be for the rest of this trip?
I think it may be going to a little more traditional pick and roll stuff, because, and just making DeRozan and LaVine make more of the decisions themselves. That's probably what it'll end up being. Maybe simplifying some of the offense a bit. And actually, to your point, if there's ever a time you want to have all this happen, it's probably against non-conference opponents. Because while every game does end up counting the same when it comes to tiebreakers and all that kind of stuff towards the end of the year, probably better to have this happen against teams in the West than teams from the East. But yeah, I think it's just going to be maybe funneling a lot of the usage a little bit more, and at least in terms of decision-making, maybe not in terms of shot attempts or anything like that, but making sure that it's Lonzo, making sure it's LaVine, making sure it's DeRozan being the ones making your decisions. And I think at that point, it's even more important to be able to stagger the lineups the way that Donovan has throughout the season and make sure that one of those three guys is on the court at all times. Because while the Bulls have a decent amount of guys that, you know, are considered guards or maybe point guards, do I really want to be trusting Io or Alex Caruso to be a primary playmaker at this point for any unit? Honestly, no. Because Io's been inconsistent. When he's good, he's good. But a lot of that has come more off the ball. Alex Caruso, I mean, he's an all-defense-level defender. But offensively, he's still got plenty of work to do. So at this point, you're looking at those three guys that pretty much have to be your playmakers at every moment of the game to be able to have representative offense, unless you're talking for a 1 minute stretch here, a 2 minute stretch there, you know, just like give, be strategic about it.
We like you in short bursts.
Yes, exactly. If that's what you're trying to do to like manipulate, okay, let's for the last minute of the first quarter, let's take out, have all these guys out or whatever it ends up being. You know what I mean? Try and be creative about it.
Hey, Rick, I want to get to something important now. This is vital. There are two, because for our audience who doesn't know, and how could you not, Rick and Jay Zawoski are the founders, co-hosts for the I'm Fat podcast. And this week, the last couple of weeks, I've gathered a couple of things that I need your input on.
Okay.
One was at a Boston Bruins hockey game during the warm-ups. You know, everybody crowds around the glass. Well, around the glass in Boston, a young lady held a sign that said, hey, number 74, that would be Louis DeBrusque. Rock, paper, scissors. You win, you get Oreos. I win, I get your stick. So Louis DeBrusque skated over to the glass, and then they both got the rules straight about the best two out of three for rock, paper, scissors.
And it's do you go on 3 or do you go on shoot?
And he won. So she grudgingly tossed him Oreos, and he tossed her a puck. Now, this whole rock, paper, scissors thing, rock, paper, scissors for food, how does the I'm Fat podcast feel about this?
I mean, I'd feel better if I was the one that had the possibility of winning the food as opposed to giving up the food. You know, of those two things that have the black exterior that are, you know, a little bit cylindrical, I would rather have the Oreos personally. So if I was her, I would not have gone into that trying to give away food. However, if you're trying to acquire food and you're a little strapped for cash, that's not a bad way to do it.
I think we talked to Dan and Layla about incorporating this into the show. I think this could be a thing.
Rock, paper, scissors for food.
We have to get approval on some of Dan's stuff ahead of time, because Dan has some really good food takes, but then like when he goes highfalutin, it's like, okay, rock, paper, scissors, foie gras. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's right. He's taking the fun out of ribeyes. All right, this is the other item. It is the first year, and I don't know if the I'm Fat podcast knows about this, that it's not just the high school football playoffs, the championships that are being competed for, but this is the IHSA. This is an IHSA sanctioned event, Pork and Pigskins Championship. It recognizes the best concession stand pork chop sandwich. And as of last week, they were down to the flavorful four.
Interesting. Now I think it's a bit of a mouthful. Pun intended.
Yeah, one hole.
The flavorful
four.
Why couldn't it be the flavor four?
The flavor four.
I kind of try and slur that together. Because now, the thing that I appreciate about this, that I definitely appreciate, is that we're trying to raise the level of concession stand food.
Exactly.
It's not just, you know, me as a high schooler going to try and get some big league chew because I want to be nostalgic for when I played baseball growing up and had that in my back pocket. And also because it's delicious for the 20 seconds it has flavor. So there is that. But we have been notified of this. We have not asked for comment. We have not been approached about anything involved with it. Maybe that's a next year thing. You know, our people will talk with the IHSA's people about this, because really, I mean, if you need someone, I mean, now Jay and I are vets when it comes to eating contest in terms of being a judge. So we were judges for the chili cook-off at the Homewood Fall Fest, as I have my Simpson-style Time for Chili hat sitting on my desk. That one of Jay's friends made for us for the competition, which was awesome. Yes. So, yeah, we have a resume.
I came across this WGLT Charlie Schlenker. It's at Illinois State. It's a the 89.1 NPR outlet at Illinois State. And the Flavorful Four were Normal Community High School, Lamont, Cambridge, and Carlinville. I don't know where it stands now. But the question specifically is not, I think you're making an excellent point about raising the quality of concession food. God mm-hmm. bless it. It needs it. But the idea of a pork chop sandwich, like when I see a steak sandwich, to me, as much as I love bread, bread and butter is one of God's special creations. The idea of bread getting in the way of steak or the protein, the meat, bothers me. I don't know how the I'm Fat podcast feels about that. Bread gets in the way. I don't like the idea of a steak sandwich, for instance, or a pork chop sandwich.
I mean, I'm in favor of it because, I don't know, I guess I'm not overthinking it. I like bread. I like steak. I like pork. So, and the next level thing that you do is make everything garlic bread. Just in general, yeah. Just make everything talking. Garlic bread. Now, if you give me a steak sandwich or a pork sandwich on garlic bread.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
That's something.
Yeah, you're right. That's that could be, I could be convinced with that. Even with ribeye, even as much as
yes.
The purity of ribeye, but yeah, sure. Suddenly that, yeah.
See, all garlic right, bread makes everything better.
It does. Maybe not ice cream, but I would say that otherwise you're straight on.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm going to get that made so I can put it next to, you know, the live, laugh, love thing that everybody has posted. It's live, laugh, love, and then garlic bread makes everything better.
I want the Time for Chili hat next to that as well. I think that still fits in nice there.
I mean, I've got to wear that bell. In public, though.
There should be a bell on that hat. It seems that's a statement that requires a bell.
Yeah, there are some things that I've gotten like from the podcast that I make sure to like every once in a while wear out in public just to see the reaction I get. I do it for me. You know, like I've worn the Time for Chili hat when I've gone to like Kohl's to look for something. And then mm-hmm. I just get looks from people like, what the hell is this guy doing? I mean, it's probably not surprising to them.
But, staying you know. On brand, damn it.
Yeah, right. All what right. else do you expect when I'm looking through the big and tall section, you jerks?
The big anyways. Rick, well, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Good to talk with you guys.
All right, Rick Camp. Yeah. We love Rick Camp. We love Rick Camp. We love Rick Camp. He is your Bulls host on the post game, despite what you heard from Mike Esposito, my co-host today, last night. He is also, he and Jay Zawoski with the fabulous I'm Fat. Oh, I forgot. The I'm Fat podcast is now has a YouTube channel. Damn, go find it. Go subscribe. I did. It's wonderful. And you get to see them. And it's remarkable. They can fit in those little squares. But they do. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. We're late. We ran through all this. Brandon Fryer is telling me we need to get out. All right. So
you're in trouble, mister.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to taunt the Bears because they're too stupid to know what taunting is. They're too stupid to play regular football. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. He's in for Grody, who was in for Espo. Oh, I know we needed. We need to update the Espo, Grody, Espo, Jordan Burnfield, Wayne Randazzo, Brian Peruke, and then there's the Chat Champ, but everything sucked after the Chat Champ. We heard from Jordan.
Yes,
Jordan sent us a text. He's supposed to be preparing for a Loyola basketball game, and he's doing this. We're gonna out him. That's just what we do here, because it sucks. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Roethlisberger, empty spread, takes the snap. Has time. Pumping. Oh. Edwards almost got him. They do finally bring him down. The sack is made. And it's Cassius Marsh, the ex-Steeler, in his Bears debut, gets to Ben Roethlisberger, working off a block, finishes the job, and oh, now a penalty marker
And please tell me that's not going to be a taunting on Marsh. Please tell me no. As the Steelers are getting ready to punt with 3:16 to go in the game.
Conclusion of the play. Taunting. Defense number 59. 15-yard penalty will create a first down.
Wow.
Well, I was right. The bill for Cassius Marsh's, that was, we want to thank Jim Joniak and Tom Thayer for their sadness. WBBM 105.9 FM and 780 AM, our brother station. Reported today, $5,972 for Cassius Marsh, which might be like seven game checks for this guy. I don't know.
Yep.
That's just, stop being stupid. But when you play for the historically pathetic Matt Nagy, that's what you get. So, Espo, here's your choice. And remember, death is not an option.
I remember.
Historically pathetic Matt Nagy's inability to coach discipline into his players to avoid penalties like taunting and lining up offside. Or historically pathetic Matt Nagy's refusal to discipline players for such idiotic failures.
Hoy, I have to choose one. I don't get the former lining up offsides, the stupid taunting penalty. I mean, you know they're calling everything. Although, and I do believe, I mean, it certainly looked like Tony Corrente, the referee, kind of stuck his hip out into Marsh while he was getting ready to throw that flag. I do agree with poor Mr. Marsh on that. But I also think with 3 minutes left in a game and you just made a huge defensive stop, that you probably go back and celebrate with your teammates instead of going over to the other sideline and staring down the bench and whatever the heck that was, the windmill kick thing that he did, which was kind of cool. But I mean, my first reaction to that play is like, wait a second, who's 59? And it's like, oh yeah, this guy Marsh that they just picked up. And then it's like, all right, you just cost us a first down. I don't like that.
And the game, yeah. So, all right. So at least we now know that the Cassius Marsh's last play as a Bear was worth $6,000. All right. Yeah. So this was much more important than the Bears. We'll get back to them. We have more time for this. But so we're doing the show today. We're listing off all of the co-hosts who have been sitting in for somebody. And one of the texters says, by the way, did you forget Matt Spiegel? And I did. I forgot.
Come on.
What you've been doing there, that Spiegel was there for a short time. I'm sure Spiegel would like to forget it. It had just slipped my mind, but a lot of things slipped my mind. But then we get a text. I get roped into a group text with you and Jordan Bernfield.
Of course.
And he's laughing at the suckage, but here's the part of the texting is you're the one doing Ronnie. That
yes.
Tell us about the new open and the wonders of Frank Schwindel, which is what Jordan did. It was one of three things Jordan was known for. One was that Ronnie, every time that happened. Yeah. And then there was the time I hit the wrong button and we got about 8,000 pages of Xerox machine with whirling gigs and wingdings. So Jordan started the encyclopedia of suck.
Yeah.
The third thing he was known for while he was on the show sitting in for you, for Brian Brandon, or whoever, Brian Baruch, for Grody, was his grandfather was better on the air. We gave his grandfather like song lyrics, rap lyrics, and we brought him on, and he was better than Jordan. So Jordan's doing all this, saying he's listening to us, and then there is a tweet that he's going to be calling the Loyola basketball game. Yes. That's some prep you're doing, dude.
See, here's my thinking there. You know, the serious prep work is done on paper. He's studying the rosters. He's poring over their statistics. He's making sure he knows everything there is to know about Loyola's opponent today, all the while enjoying the lighthearted comedy that is Saturday Suckage in the background. I think that is how I picture Jordan preparing for Loyola basketball. And I had forgotten completely about Grandpa Bernfield. Shame on me. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was spectacular.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You know what that is, Espo?
Something important.
That is our breaking phone call sounder. That means that somebody dialed 312-644-6767, which gets you to the text line.
Why?
But It also gets you, that's an actual phone number. And somebody made an actual phone call. So Brandon Fryer, our producer du jour, had hit the breaking caller sounder, and now he will walk in, he will welcome, he will share with us who this breaking caller is.
How you guys doing? So we have a good friend of the show and favorite, Toby.
Look, there's Toby. Toby, how you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Toby?
Sucks.
Not too. Hi, Mike. Hi.
How are you, Toby?
Nice to meet you. I don't think we've ever interacted.
I have enjoyed your work for many years, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Really?
Well,
I'm flattered. I was taking a trip down memory lane this morning, this show. I think the first ones that I heard was Brian Peruk and Stevie. I had something for you. I had a few things for Grody, but I'll wait, I guess. So, was wondering if you and Grody were Grover Cleveland fans at all.
Grover Cleveland or Grover Cleveland Alexander?
Buffs, I guess. In the spirit of Scott Boris, that you guys are the only non-consecutive serving show.
There you go. That's it. That's it. Very, very nicely played. But the Saturday Zuckage has been straight through, and that has been the theme. We've tried to carry that along, the spirit, if not consistent co-hosts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, how about the Bears, huh?
Yeah. How about the Bears? So what's your favorite taunting penalty? Or what's your favorite lining up offsides penalty? Which do you choose?
My favorite was when the guy swung and missed and probably would have gotten kicked out of the game if that punch landed. That was my favorite.
So much to tell. So why do you think Robert Quinn keeps lining up offsides, Toby? Because nothing is going to happen to him? Because Matt Nagy is just completely without discipline and completely without enacting punishment, so he's a noodle.
That's probably it. It could be an equilibrium or proprioception problem. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know what? Grody is threatening to come back next week after the Bears off week.
Yeah.
So you save your nuggets for him, and we'll look forward to our one phone call next week.
I will. All right.
Thanks, Toby. Appreciate it. All right, that would be Toby.
And we appreciate his bringing presidential nicknames to the to the show, because now Grody, which is true, Grody is the Grover Cleveland of this show, as he he was co-host. then he wasn't. He may have actually had 4 years off exactly, and then there he is back for a second term.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's that. Now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk some baseball, some hot stove, Locked On Sox. We'll talk with Herb Lawrence. So you're going to basically get one big ticket signing. Who would it be? We'll talk with Herb about that. He's Mike Esposito. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage, like it ought to be. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test?
Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.